Welcome to FinInfoBlog.com, your source for financial wisdom. DNRLM, Dindayal Andio Dayalo Yoyana National Rural Livelihoods Mission DNRLM Empowering Lives in Rural India, 2023. The Indian government is on a mission to transform the lives of the rural poor, especially women. This transformation is being carried out through a program known as Dindayal Andio Dayalo Yoyana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission DNRLM. The mission's aim is to organize women from rural communities into groups called self-help groups, SHGs. These groups receive continuous support to increase their incomes and improve their quality of life, ultimately lifting them out of poverty. The DNRLM program operates across all states and union territories of India except Delhi and Chandigarh. This article delves into the various aspects of this program, from its inception to its impact on the lives of millions. The positive impact of DNRLM scheme. The journey of DNRLM began with the restructuring of the Swarnahyanti Gram Swarohar Yoyana, SGSY, on April 1, 2013. This transformation was guided by RBI Circular No. RBI/2012-13559 dated June 27, 2013. The program was then rebranded as DNRLM, Dindayal Andio Dayalo Yoyana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission, on March 29, 2016. The fundamental objective remained consistent: to combat poverty by empowering the impoverished, with a special focus on women. The approach adopted was demand-driven, allowing states to tailor their poverty reduction plans to suit the specific needs and circumstances of their regions. DNRLM places a spotlight on the formation and nurturing of self-help groups, SHGs, among rural women. These SHGs serve as the backbone of the mission, enabling women to come together, support each other, and uplift their communities. As of June 30, 2022, an impressive count of 8.39 crore rural poor women has been mobilized into more than 76.94 lakh SHGs. Punjab, a state in India, has made significant strides, with over 3.4 lakh rural poor women mobilized into over 33,500 SHGs. DNRLM, empowering through financial inclusion. A crucial aspect of DNRLM is ensuring that rural SHGs have access to affordable and reliable financial services. To achieve this, the mission has expanded its interest subvention scheme to cover all blocks across the country. This step significantly eases the process of accessing credit for SHG women. Since the fiscal year 2013-14, SHGs under DNRLM have accessed an impressive amount of 5.20 lakh crore rupees in bank credit. DNRLM, Enhancing Livelihoods, SFEPAN MKSP. Under the livelihoods component of DNRLM, two sub-schemes play a pivotal role: the Startup Village Entrepreneurship Program, SVEP, and Mahila Kisan Sashaktikaran Pariyojana, MKSP. The SFEP aims to assist SHG members in setting up village-level enterprises in non-farm sectors. Across 29 states/UTs, approximately 2.08 lakh enterprises have been formed under this program. In Punjab, 1750 enterprises have been successfully established through SFEP, fostering economic growth at the grassroots level. On the other hand, MKSP empowers women in agriculture by making systematic investments to enhance their participation, productivity, and sustenance of agriculture-based livelihoods. The program has positively impacted over 1.77 crore women farmers across India, with more than 47,000 women farmers in Punjab benefiting from these interventions. DNRLM, Nurturing Social Development. The mission goes beyond just economic empowerment; it extends its reach to social development. DNRLM raises awareness among the rural poor on critical issues such as nutrition, health, sanitation, and gender. Creating awareness and enabling access to entitlements from various government programs and schemes are vital components of DNRLM. This comprehensive approach ensures that rural communities are not only financially secure but also well-informed and empowered in various aspects of their lives. DNRLM, A Look at Funding and Utilization. Understanding the financial allocation and utilization is crucial to gauge the impact of any program. Over the past 3 years, substantial funds have been allocated, released, and utilized under DNRLM. These funds fuel the mission's activities, driving its goals of poverty reduction and empowerment of rural communities, especially women. Promoting gender sensitivity and awareness under DNRLM. DNRLM recognizes the importance of gender sensitivity and is committed to promoting awareness on gender-related issues. This involves actions and interventions to combat challenges like child marriages, enhancing school attendance, and addressing gender-based violence. The mission strongly believes that empowering women is key to transforming rural communities. A vision for rural livelihoods through DNRLM. DNRLM envisions a future where poverty is significantly reduced in rural India. Through financial inclusion, skill development, and various interventions, the mission seeks to elevate the status of the rural poor. The focus on self-help groups, financial assistance, interest subvention, and meticulous monitoring sets the stage for transformative change in the lives of millions across the country. To address common queries and provide clarity, here are some frequently asked questions about Deendayal and Deendayal Yoyana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission, DNRLM. What is DNRLM, and what are its primary objectives? DNRLM, also known as the National Rural Livelihoods Mission, aims to uplift the rural poor, especially women, by organizing them into self-help groups, SHGs, and supporting them to improve their quality of life and escape poverty. How does DNRLM contribute to poverty reduction in rural areas? DNRLM contributes to poverty reduction by empowering rural women through SHGs, providing access to financial services, and promoting sustainable livelihoods. What financial assistance does DNRLM provide to self-help groups, SHGs? DNRLM offers financial assistance in the form of a revolving fund, RF, to SHGs, ranging from 20,000 rupees to 30,000 rupees per SHG, enhancing their institutional and financial management capacities. How does DNRLM support skill development and capacity building? DNRLM supports skill development and capacity building through various livelihood programs like the Startup Village Entrepreneurship Program, SVEP, and Mahila Kisan Sashaktikaran Pariyojana, MKSP. How is DNRLM funded and managed at the state and national levels? DNRLM is funded and managed at the state and national levels through government allocations and collaborations, ensuring effective implementation of the program. The Deendayal and Deendayal Yoyana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission, DNRLM, stands as a beacon of hope for rural India. With a vision to uplift the lives of the rural poor, especially women, this program is making significant strides towards poverty eradication and empowering communities to build a brighter future. Through financial inclusion, livelihood opportunities, and social awareness, DNRLM is on the path of transformative change, touching and improving the lives of millions across the nation.